This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Trouble in the Western Balkans. I welcome Ivana Stradner of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, who's my guide on the Balkans, and especially in this in-between world, Moscow and Beijing on one side, Brussels and the United States on the other, and then Belgrade, September 1st, within these last hours. Tens of thousands of protesters silently marched in Belgrade to commemorate the deaths of 16 people killed when a roof on a renovated railway station collapsed, demanding snap elections. These protesters hope would oust President Alexander Vucic and his ruling SNS party. Ivana, a very good evening to you. You prepared all of us for this event, the marching, because the protesters have been going on for months. At the same time, Vucic was not in attendance of his own people. He was in Beijing to witness a military parade. I want to start with the protest, and then we'll go to the parade. And Vucic standing there on the reviewing platform with Vladimir Putin himself, with Kim Jong-un, with Xi Jinping, and other unsavory autocrats. In Belgrade, 16 people died. What happened? And why have the protests lasted months and months and months? What's driving this? Good evening to you.
Good evening. To begin with, I'm so glad that you mentioned the word autocrats, because unfortunately, after more than two decades, when Serbia faced the overthrow of the brutal Milosevic regime, the autocracy in Serbia has been reaching new heights. So what happened in November 2024, Serbia has been rocked by protests since then. After an accident during a train station reconstruction, basically that killed people, thousands and thousands took the streets in anger. And those protests actually represent a worrisome challenge to Vucic, who fears so-called the color revolution that may unseat his regime. And to ensure he stays in power, he's calling on the Serbian nationalism that has actually defied, you know, his presidency. And he's also accusing the West of plotting a color revolution in Serbia. And Serbia has a huge problem with corruption. He's going after free media. He's going after students. So to put in plain words, Serbia is truly becoming Belarus 2.0. And in large part because the West is allowing that to happen. Democracy promotion is clearly not one of the key primary objectives of the West, and autocracy is on the rise over there. One thing that I can assure you is that Serbian students will not stop. Protests are going to continue to grow in number. I'm very much concerned about the level of repression against the Serbian people. Russia and Serbia have been working together for a very long time to stop what they like to call, as you mentioned, color revolutions. And Russia has been providing even the support for the Serbian government. So, and it's quite, you know, interesting to observe because 25 years ago, the Milosevic regime ceased to exist. And we are again talking about another country in Europe that is facing another autocrat, very, very similar to Milosevic. And we should also not forget that Vucic was his minister of information. So no surprise why he is so willing to apply all repression tactics against his own people. So we'll see what's going to happen, but how the West threw Georgia under the bus, I truly hope that Serbia will not be next on the list.
The silent march and protest, the people who were there, are they at risk? Are there arrests or persecution going on, to your understanding?
There are a lot of people who have been arrested, and there is a huge repression. But one thing, rest assured that Serbs do not fear this regime.
Let's go to then the fact that the Balkans themselves, are they destabilized by the protests in Serbia? It's the largest country, I believe. And the neighbors are not that stable. I'm thinking of Bosnia. Are the protests also felt there? Is this understood a protest against all of the poor performance in the Balkans?
There is a huge problem with corruption in the Balkans. And I think that some countries and some leaders in the region might actually think twice. My concern is also that Vucic, being cornered, that he might resort to his favorite tactic, which is to escalate and then de-escalate and then to position himself as a pillar of stability. And something like that might happen in places such as Kosovo or Bosnia and Herzegovina, and we should not fall for that trick. We'll see, you know, where those protests progress. But really all you need to know is Vucic's recent visit to China and his close ties to Russia. That tells you all you need to know about his ambition.
Xi Jinping visited Europe last year, is my memory. And oddly, on his way home, he stopped at Belgrade and visited with Vucic, and they stood on a stage together. Now Vucic is in Beijing to review a military parade, including missiles that are clearly meant to intimidate Taiwan, the Philippines, the whole of our allies in Asia. Is Vucic associating himself with that on purpose? Is he telling us that he's going to arm with Chinese weapons, or that China's part of his guarantor protection?
Let's start with this. It's not that he will. He is, because Serbia provides China with initial security foothold in Europe, an increasingly anti-Western partner, because Serbia purchased FK-3 air defense systems and drones from China, announcing that training in China had officially been completed. They also had some sort of like a military exercise. And there is a spread of Chinese surveillance technology in the country. And this is just in terms of security that is happening there. But not only that, it's also an economic thing, because Vucic needs China for his survival because of economic benefits. And Vucic is also trying to build more ties to both Russia and China so he can stay in power, but also to blackmail the West and saying, you know, people in Washington, if you don't want me to go to China or Russia, you have to offer something in return. So that tactic, unfortunately, has been quite successful for the past few years, but I do believe it will not work as he has been hoping for in the future.
Trade. China's part of the matrix of trade in the Balkans. Is there some arrangement that we need to learn more about between Belgrade and Beijing?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's how China is operating. Through so-called economic investments, because on the other hand, China is not asking for a human rights record, and China doesn't care about corruption, which is a dream come true for every authoritarian leader that wants to work with Beijing. And indeed, China has had a huge economic influence in the Balkans, and China is also hoping for Vucic to be closer to the EU so they can have a partner there. So the West should really not fall for that.
And after these protests, what happens next? They want snap elections. Is that credible?
So Vucic has kind of promised, you know, more dialogue, etc. I think having fair elections that are not controlled by the government is critical, and that will set the tone for the future of democracy, not only in Serbia, but also in other countries in Europe. So let's see where this goes.
And the opposition to Vucic's party, 30 seconds, is it credible or is it aspirational? Your measure.
The opposition is not uniting. That's also a big problem, because the goal that Vucic is doing here, he says, you know, maybe I'm not the best, but the opposition is even worse, which is also not true. But I truly hope that the opposition will put it act together and rally against a mutual enemy.
Vucic in Beijing sounds like an opera. Ivana Stradner of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies commenting on the Western Balkans, in particular Belgrade.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.